Savior is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
We used to sing a different song when we were out in sin, but now we sing of Jesus Christ. We think a lot of Him. We heard about how much He cares. He died for us, it wasn't fair. Now serving Him is just our share. The sweet love affair. We used to search for happiness, we searched for years in vain. We were acquainted with the Lord, but only knew His name. He was just a holy man, we really did not understand. But now we pray. About your life, don't doubt the love of Jesus Christ. Look at the cross, He paid the price for a sweet love affair. It's a sweet love affair.
As we look upon the nations of the world today, we can see the world leaders grasping at straws to try to solve the problems that are happening all around. The incredible hunger that is sweeping the third world, people are starving to death, are becoming unimaginable. We can see the pestilences increasing, the earthquakes. We are definitely at the end of the sixth day or the 6,000 year. And we are definitely closing in on the day when Jesus will come back to set up His kingdom. The Lord God has had His witnesses here on earth throughout the existing 6,000 years that we have now lived on this planet. Yes, humanity has come to a climax where the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come back to straighten out all the problems. The witnesses that we saw throughout history have been mostly of Jews. Before the flood, we had the bloodline of Noah. We had Enoch, we had Methuselah, and Noah also preached. And after the flood, you can see the Lord looking around and then he saw Abraham. And out of Abraham, God established a witness called the Jews that have been a thorn in the side of Satan since their existence. They have been a witness up to the time of Jesus and are still a witness today. And when Jesus came and was crucified, then the witnesses became the Christians, which evangelized the whole world. And now the Christians are getting ready to be evacuated. And who will the witnesses be during the hour of the tribulation? There's going to be 7 years of terrible tribulation upon this planet. The first 3.5 years, there's going to be the establishment of the Antichrist. And he will start to persecute the Christian. Who will be his witnesses here during that horrifying hour, especially the last 3.5 years? Today I'll teach on this subject. But before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you. I pray, Lord, that you will anoint this message. You will open the hearts of the listeners so that they can understand. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the word of God. I ask you to bless the listeners. In Jesus' name, amen. When Bible scholars study the time that is allotted to the Jewish nation to preach the gospel or to be a witness for God, they can find out that there are 7 years left for the Jew to be a witness yet here on this planet. It was cut off at the cross of Jesus Christ, and now there are 7 years left. I've studied these things, and I know they're true because the numbers are all in Scripture. And it had baffled Bible scholars for years why there are 7 years still missing from the prophecies of the prophets. But we understand through studying the Word that the tribulation is going to be 7 years where God's attention will go back to the Jewish people, the race that he started with Abraham. And during the hour of the tribulation, the Bible teaches us in Revelation chapter 7 that he will appoint 144,000 Jewish evangelists. There's going to be 12,000 evangelists, Jewish evangelists, out of every tribe. There are 12 tribes. And they will evangelize the world during that hour. And the Bible teaches us here in verse 9, it tells us, "After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and peoples and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and crying with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb." So the evangelists, the 144,000 witnesses, which will evangelize the world during the hour of the tribulation, will bring many, many people to the Lord. Even though the Antichrist will be after them and will kill many of them. The Bible teaches us in Revelation chapter 7 that John, there is an elder that asks John in heaven as he sees this taking place. He asks, "Do you know who these multitudes are?" And John asked them to tell him. And it tells us here, "These are they which came out of the great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell amongst them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall any sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them into living fountains of water. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes." There are many Bible scholars who will teach that after the first rapture, there's going to be another rapture during the middle of the tribulation, but which will evacuate all the 144,000 witnesses and their converts. But the Bible teaches us here that these converts that turned to the Lord Jesus Christ during the hour of the tribulation went through a lot of suffering. They were in hunger, they were in heat, and the Bible teaches us here, God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes. So by these scriptures, we understand they who turned to the Lord after the tribulation went through a lot of persecution. The horrors that are described in the Bible of what will happen to those who turn to God during that hour are almost unimaginable. We've known through history what the enemies of God did to Christians. Anybody who has studied the history of Christianity, the martyrs of Christ, knows the horrors that many Christians went through. But we also know that during the hour of the tribulation, these things again will come to pass, that many Christians will suffer terribly. But it will not matter, because they will know for sure that God is real. The power of God will be amongst them. They will definitely be able to stand against the Antichrist and will not move from the convictions of their hearts. This is what the Bible teaches. Yes, they will suffer, but they, many, many, many millions, will stand true to the test. And then the last 3.5 years come about, and the Bible teaches the Antichrist will prevail against the Christians and will kill many of them. But the last 3.5 years, there's not going to be a lot of Christians left, but God will still have his true witnesses. Whether the 144,000 will be evacuated or killed, I don't rightly know, because the Bible teaches God will seal them and will somehow put a mark on them, maybe for their protection or to anoint them for their ministry. But then there is something interesting that pops up in Revelation chapter 11. There's two witnesses right in the vast kingdom of the Antichrist that suddenly appear. It tells us in verse 3 of Revelation chapter 11, "And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,200 and 80 days, clothed in sackcloth." And this is 3.5 years. It's for 42 months. And it says, "These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceeded out of their mouth and devoured their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must be in this manner be killed. They had the power to shut heaven, and it rained not in the days of their prophecy, and had power over waters to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will." So here we see these two witnesses. Some Bible scholars say it's Elijah and Enoch. Some say it's Elijah and Moses. I'll find out when I get there, when they appear on the scene. I'll be watching from the portals of glory. These two witnesses will bring a lot of turmoil to the Antichrist. I can imagine the Antichrist having a big speech or many thousands gathering to hear him bring forth his diabolic plans and proclaiming that he is God. And these two witnesses suddenly appear amongst the crowd and shouting out, "You are a liar. God is the true God. Yes, these two witnesses will be a thorn in the side of the Antichrist. But the Bible teaches us here, when they shall finish their testimony, when the day of their testimony is finished, which is 42 months or 3.5 years, then the Antichrist will kill them. Then for 3 days they will be lying in the streets. The Bible teaches us that people will look with joy upon their bodies. All the whole world, through the power of television, will be able to watch them lie in the streets. And the Bible teaches they will give gifts to one another, rejoicing because of those two witnesses who brought so many plagues amongst them. It tells us here it's not going to rain during their time here on earth, which is 3.5 years. So for the last 3.5 years, not a drop of rain from heaven. The Bible teaches there's going to be incredible heat. The water will turn to blood. This is what will happen during those last 3.5 years. It's going to be unimaginable. And then 3 days after the Antichrist kills those two witnesses, there is a voice from heaven which tells them to rise, and they rise to their feet as the whole world watches, and they ascend into heaven. Yes, there's witnesses here on earth. People on this planet will see them going up into heaven. But they will not praise God. They will not turn to God. They will curse him and set themselves against him. This is what the Bible is teaching us here. And this is how incredibly hard the heart of people can become. In Revelation chapter 14, we see another witness. It tells us in verse 6, "And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of the waters." So they're even going to have an angel flying through the midst of heaven, proclaiming the everlasting gospel and telling the inhabitants of the world that they need to serve God. So during the hour of the tribulation, there's not going to be any evolutionists on this planet. There's not going to be any who say there is no God. There's not going to be any atheists. The Bible teaches us that they will not turn to the Lord, the world system, but they will curse God and try to stop him from coming back. The Bible teaches us very clearly that when Jesus comes back, the armies of the world will be gathered together at the valley of Armageddon. And there, when Jesus comes back, they will aim their bombs, their guns, or whatever they will have at our Lord and his armies, which include us, who will come back to straighten out the mess that is on this planet. And they will, I guess, start to fire or shoot. But God tells us that a sword will come out of the mouth of him that sits on the white horse, and the blood will flow to the horse's bridle for 200 miles. That's going to be an unimaginable slaughter. Billions of people will be killed. And then the Lord will set up his kingdom here on this planet. Yes, that's what's going to happen. It's coming. It's not far into the future. It's starting to escalate, speeding up. We can see these things beginning to definitely coming to pass. So, what is there for us to do? We need to get right with God. Turn to him for salvation. Watch, for the time is near where he will come back to take his bride unto himself. The Lord will open your heart to these awesome truths. and make you a blessing. Amen.
Somebody wrote my life story.
Watching what is happening on the world scene can see the terrible things that are coming to pass, which line up with Scripture. One of my favorite end time preachers was a young guy in the 60s when the hippie movement started and a great rebellion was born into the hearts of many, many young people. And that teacher tells us that these people are now leaders of the world system. They started out in rebellion, and the rebellion is still there. Many of them are still into drugs. Many of them are still into the rebellion that started in the 60s because they turned away from God and turned to the evil one. These things that we're seeing today in the Western civilization are the results of a rebellious generation. And it's fast coming to a climax where the Lord Jesus Christ will have to evacuate his bride unto himself. The Bible teaches us when you see these things beginning to come to pass, look up, for your redemption is drawing nigh. What things is he talking about? He's talking about the rebellion. He's talking about the earthquakes, the terrible weather changes that we're seeing. He's talking about the pestilences that are happening. We can see people lined up on TV for blocks, trying desperately to get a flu shot, terribly afraid of getting the H1N1 virus. People's hearts are failing them for fear of what is coming upon this world. We cannot deny it anymore. What we see happening today, we could only imagine 20 years ago. 20 years ago, you did not hear anybody hardly talk about a one world government, one world system. Today, it's nothing but everybody on the news is talking about this one world government that is coming into the existence. And then there's this one world religion that is prophesied in Revelation, which the Antichrist and through the false prophet will be dominating. And that one world religion, where is it going to begin? Already, we are hearing of reports. There is going to be a big conference in Australia within the next month where all the religions of the world are getting together to form one world religion. That's going to be the foundation, that the religious foundation that the Antichrist and the false prophet will use during the hour of the tribulation. Yes, the religions are getting together, and they will form the basis or the foundation of that one world religion. So we, the Christians, need to start warning people. And those of you who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, there is not much time left. We are fast running out of time, and the Lord has definitely, clearly spoken, those that look for my appearing, to them will I return the second time without sin unto salvation. If you don't have the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to definitely be left behind and will have to face the horrors of the Antichrist. So turn to Jesus today. Give him your life and heart, and you will be taken out before that awful hour begins on this planet. The Lord will open your heart to these awesome truths and make you a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbach, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbach, Manitoba, R5G1M2.